Yo, what's up?
What's good? What's good?
What's good, my G?
Hey, man.
We're finally connected.
Pretty good, Joe. This is a new way of doing podcasting, yeah?
You already know, man. This is podcast level 101.
Quarantine.
This is what we're doing, bro. Social distancing at its finest.
I know, man. How long has it been since I've seen you now?
It's been what? 3 weeks? 3 weeks around there?
Man, it's been the best 3 weeks of my life, man.
You're a bitch, nigga, man. That's man.
Nah, for real, man. Miss you, though.
Nah, man. How you been doing?
Not good, man. Like, just, I miss going out. I miss being outside, man. I miss seeing people. Just miss playing ball. That's the biggest one, you know, is just playing ball.
True, true.
Like, I'm going crazy without ball right now.
Bro, why don't you just, like, play outside and shit? Like, by yourself?
Hey man, like, it's hard though, because I want to.
Yeah,
then it's just like, if you're gonna be in quarantine, might as well be in quarantine.
True,
you can't just like half do it.
Yeah,
I don't want to be like, you know, going to Auckland and stuff in the midst of like an epidemic.
Who?
You.
When is this?
Remember when you went to Auckland for the nationals?
Oh yeah, but that was like when the whole thing was starting. It wasn't like, oh, we were not in lockdown, were we?
But we were on level 3 that day. Bro, and didn't you tell me a story about how you were at the airport and then some lady started coughing or something, and then like police or the
ambulance? Oh yeah, yeah, I swear, bro, that was mad. Like, but apparently something happened. I was at the back of the plane, okay, and then like, this lady just like starts coughing hard, bro, and then these emergency like cars come out of nowhere, and then like ambulance and whatever, just everything, just because like the whole flight just stops, and then we're in there, like we're in the bloody airplane for like an hour, and then we're just like, what the fuck is going on? And then they like tell us to hop out of the airplane, like after being in there for an hour just sitting there doing nothing. And then they apologize. They go like, oh, just like this lady was sick or whatever. But then, yeah, I don't know if she had like corona or shit, but yeah, it was mad.
But you do realize you could be a carrier right now. You don't even know it.
Nah, it's been like, what, 3-4 weeks, bro? I haven't had symptoms and shit. What are you doing? What are you saying?
Nah, I don't think it's been, because it takes like 14 days.
Yeah. And it's been way longer than that.
I don't know, man. But all I know is you started showing symptoms about 2-3 days ago.
Oh no, that was just because I slept with the windows open, G. I just had a blocked nose, bro. That's it. And a sore throat.
Hey, I was scared for you, yo, because when you called me and all I hear is I was like, yo, he about to die.
Nah, no, nothing a little lemon honey tea didn't fix, bro.
Oh yo, while we're talking about remedies, yo.
Yeah.
I've discovered the best remedy for any kind of flu, especially coronavirus.
Okay, what is it?
Yo, listen to this. Boil some water, like hot water, right? And then get 1 tablespoon of vinegar.
Yeah.
And then add like 1/2 tablespoon of honey.
Uh-huh.
Put that in and just sip that whole thing down while it's hot. So the vinegar helps your throat.
So what type of vinegar is this?
The apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And then the honey helps with the cough.
Uh-huh.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
And then before you go to sleep, you boil some hot water, right?
Yeah.
Put it in a pot.
Yeah.
And then I get in bed, have like the whole blanket on top of you. And then basically just get somebody to place that pot right in the middle of the bed.
Yeah.
With like the whole blanket on top of you, right? And you just inhale it with your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did that yesterday. I actually did that yesterday. Oh, yeah. But I put, what's it called? Is it called Eucalyptus or some shit?
Is that the green thing?
I put that, and then like I steamed it. I steamed myself in this stuff. But that stuff helps with like a blocked nose and sore throat and everything. Like, it's pretty, that stuff is pretty solid.
You gotta send me where you got it from, because I've been looking for one.
Yeah, no, I got it from the pharmacy, but the pharmacy have that.
Send me the name, man.
Yeah, you should check that. It was some good stuff, bro.
Man, so what have you been up to during this quarantine?
Bro, I've been just chilling. I've been having online classes and stuff. But apart from that, it's just been same old same. Like, just train, eat, sleep, and just repeat. Yeah, I've been just doing that, eh? I've also been, like, trying to come up with some new stuff for the Inner Circle podcast. Because, like, you know, I'm carrying this podcast, you know.
Whoa, what?
It's me who's carrying this podcast, bro.
Nah, get out of here, bro. I'm the heart of this podcast.
Oh, that's, I mean, you know,
you're basically that lazy guy who's party. Okay, have you watched All the Smoke podcast?
Which one?
All the Smoke.
Nah, haven't you? Which one is that?
This was the one was Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I've heard of it, and I've seen like a couple. I've listened to a couple of episodes. Yeah.
You're basically Steven Jackson of this podcast.
Fuck off, bro. That is the biggest cap.
That's all you do. All you do is just turn up to our recording, and I do all the work behind the scene.
What? Bro, there's nothing to do behind the scenes. We literally are recording. Bro,
I go through so much in the back, man. Just the fact that I made this happen by finding an app where we can both, you know, record at the same time without being in the same location.
What are you talking about? Hey, this is all cap, bro. I swear. Everybody, bro, the thing is, yeah, all the episodes that I've done, like, you've had nothing to do with them except for the ones you've been in. And that's facts, bro.
Nah, come on, man. Like, everything I've had, you know, if I'm not part of the recording, I've played a major fact, you know, in the background, I'm the guy, like, telling you, yo, let's get this type of person in the next one. Let's talk about this. Let's structure it this way. Like, I'm telling you, like, yo, you're messing up right now. You know, you're doing good. It's all good, man. You know, just
greatness. I'll let you believe in whatever you want to do. But I know at the bottom of my heart, I'm the one who's carrying this podcast and who's going to also take it to the next level. But,
I mean, you also do believe you're like, what, 20?
What do you mean? I am 20, bro.
Nah, I'm not gonna get into this again. But yo, all I know is, you know, I'm everybody's favorite host.
Don't be lying to the people, bro.
You know, I get hit up like, yo, you should just take over the whole host. Kick out Yaya.
Wow. Who's saying this, bro? Because
it's a lot of people, but you know, I'm no snitch.
Okay, I see how it is. What? What have you been saying, bro?
Man, yo, I've been working from home.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's like getting paid without doing any work.
Yeah.
I was one of those unfortunate people, man.
Oh, man.
I'm still doing the same work from home. Yo. They sent me all the stuff and they're like, all right, stay home. I was like, man, could have used some time off.
I'm trying to look for some work right now. I'm trying to, like, you know, be an essential worker out here.
Man, you know, I was reading the article, right?
Yeah.
And they've been doing, like, strippers have been working from home.
Yeah, I saw that, G. How does that happen? How does that even work? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Basically, I think they're using, have you heard of Zoom?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're using Zoom. Just get, you know, a code and charge people per hour or like per minute.
Hey man, the hustle is real out here.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're trying to look for a job, I'm sure there'll be some crazy old white man trying to look for African boy.
That's some freak. That's disgusting, man. Oh my god, what the hell are you saying?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're looking for a job, and I know they pay a lot from what I heard.
I mean, what do I have to do? That's the question.
I think just do whatever they ask you.
Ah, no. I'm good, G. I'm good, bro.
No, I just thought you wanted to get paid.
Yeah, I want to get paid, but, you know, I still want to keep my dignity.
You ain't got no dignity.
Hey, bro, come on. That's tough, bro. Of course I've got dignity. What are you talking about?
Like I said, I'm not about to expose you right here, right now. So I'm just going to pretend like, you know, you didn't say you got dignity, so you're just going to move on.
Nah, but you know, you never know, bro. If shit gets tough, you might see me in one of them Zoom.
I mean, you already started a TikTok account, right? That's a step closer.
What's wrong with TikTok, G? Anyways, but by the way, actually, follow me on TikTok. Why, bro? TikTok is actually fun, but that shit is addictive. Like, honest to God, that I've never seen anything like it. I've got it. Like, I used to always say TikTok is like some like dead thing, and then one day I like got it, and then fuck, my whole life was just evolving around the bloody app. I was like, I would sleep, wake up, first thing I do, open TikTok. Last thing I do, watch TikToks, and then in between, I would still watch TikToks. I was like, what the hell? Because you can't get enough of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's how you know the quarantine's got you messed up.
Bro, it's not. Nah, like,
as soon as somebody starts a TikTok account, you know, they like this whole lockdown has got them messed up.
Bro, you gotta go get that app.
I'll do a lot of things before I get on TikTok.
No, okay, listen. No, this is just like an experiment thing. I'm just doing this to show you how addictive the thing is. You have to go get it. Get the app.
Well, hold on. I got some dignity, man.
What does TikTok have to do with dignity? TikTok is just a fun app where people do funny stuff.
When you sign up, you're basically saying, take my self-respect.
Oh, my God. It's not that deep, bro.
But it's all good, though, man. Like, at the end of the day, you know, I support you with whatever you do.
I know. You know, Pornhub is also providing the goods.
And I don't get into that kind of stuff. I'm a man of God, bro.
You're the biggest cat, bro.
Listen.
No, I don't want to listen to anything. I know one thing. Do you know before Pornhub started giving out free subscriptions, you had a paid subscription, bro.
Do you want to start talking about your addictions too?
Go ahead. I don't have anything to hide.
So I can say it right now.
Say it. There's nothing to say.
Okay, did you not tell me? Yo, did you not tell me you got so addicted to Pornhub that you used to wake up and you'd watch an episode while having your morning tea?
What? Yo, where are you getting this shit from?
Yeah, I got screenshots. I'll post it on the Inner Circle Instagram story if you don't stop playing.
Bro. Give me a second. My mom's calling me. I'm gonna put this on pause and then we'll pick it up from there.
This is unprofessional.
Yeah, I know, but fuck my mom.
You gotta keep this in the actual recording.
All right, say no more. Yo,
what's up?
Yeah, man. So, as I was saying, this bro, you're actually taking the piss with that, bro.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I got screenshots of that conversation we had.
Nah, man.
If you keep playing with me right now,
what?
You know I'm going to post it.
Bro, I'm saying this is how confident I am that you have nothing, you have nothing on me, bro. Go and post these screenshots that you're talking about.
Go hard. I'll do it, but guess what? You know how some other stuff you've been saying too, it's on the same paragraph. So, but hey, the world about to know, right? About your addiction.
But I don't have an addiction. I don't have a porn addiction. I don't have no addiction at all.
But you told me yourself. You told me you'd wake up in the middle of the night just to watch, and all you did was just watch, like on the TV show.
What do you mean? All you did was just watch.
That stuff was so crazy, man. Like the fact that. That's what you said, Joe. You said you'd wake up in the morning, right?
Uh-huh.
Not like a normal person would wake up in the morning, make themselves coffee and breakfast, turn on the news, you know, just to see the weather or like see what's happening in the world.
Uh-huh.
You did the same thing except you put on Yo, that was crazy.
Oh my God. No, this is...
That's when I looked at you and I was like, yo, this guy is actually messed up.
Nah. Hey man, this is I'm just saying this is all funny and stuff, but this is all cap at the same time.
Nah, bro, this is 100% truth.
I have never had an addiction to porn.
Because I remember I gave you that advice. Do you remember when I was fasting?
Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, you should join me, and like, because the fasting wasn't like religious thing, was more just personal, you know, growth and just,
yeah,
you know, like get rid of addiction that you may have, or like just things you're doing that are not good for you.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I got you to jump on. I think it was like 40 days or like 1 month. No, I think it was like 30 days there.
Yeah. I did do that thing for 30 days. And
yeah, but that's what fixed you up, though. So, like, I'm responsible for the fact that, like, but that, what you had before, that was, like, serious issue, you know?
No, but the 30... Okay, look, you're getting this whole thing mixed up. This 30-day fasting thing was for me to support you as a good friend and help you. You were like, hey, yeah, I need someone to help me with this fasting thing. I want to change.
I would never say that because, one, I've been doing that for a long time, so it's not something I'm new to. Hey, but, like, yo, don't... Come on, man, don't trip around now. Because you told me your problem, and I was like... I remember after that conversation... After that conversation, right, I was, like, chilling, and I was like, man, I need to help this dude because what he's going through is not normal. Like, it's not normal to wake up in the middle of the night, watch a 10-minute video of God knows what, just to watch and go back to sleep, man.
Just go back to sleep? Not even, like, you know, handle business?
Nah, like, you just watched it. You watched it like it was an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's crazy.
Oh my God, bro. I can swear that none of this shit that Solomon is saying is true. But if there's anyone who is facing addiction...
Hold up, wait, yo. Didn't your addiction get even worse when you were back in the Saudi?
What?
Your addiction got even... Like, yo, that was the worst time.
What are you talking about, bro? I was never addicted. And plus, when I went to Saudi, shit was tough. But there was no way, in shape or form, I resolved watching porn. No way.
You didn't there because they didn't, you know, they blocked everything. So you're asking, you're like, yo, as a software engineer, man, can you help me out? Like, how can I get past this VPN? And I was like, yo, like, this is for your own good. But I remember when you came back, you were in, you're like, you know those people who get put into rehab for like drug addiction?
Uh-huh.
You know how they get released and they just go all out on everything they be missing out?
Yeah.
Man, that was you, yo.
That...
We couldn't get a hold of you for like 2-3 days and then we find out you just at home.
Nah, bro, this is all cap. But I do want to say once again, if anyone is facing addiction, you know, Come to me.
I'll help you out.
Go to Solomon. Apparently, Solomon has the help that people addicted need. So go to him. He'll give you some fasting shit, and you'll come back all new and spiritual.
Exactly. Look at Yaya. I did that. I fixed him up, so he can also fix you up. Give me 1 second. And then Sam. Nah, I'm carrying the show. Like,
everybody knows it. This is unacceptable.
Hey, to all the people in my DM telling me I'm a better host than Yaya, I see you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being, you know, telling the truth. And just thanks for the support. It means a lot.
Hey, man. Well, I can't hate. If they say they like you, they like you. So it is what it is. I ain't no hater.
I like that.
I ain't no hater, bro. So what are you saying, bro? What was I gonna say? Apart from you, staying in lockdown and shit. What are you gonna do like after this whole coronavirus thing is over, bro?
Man, I'm gonna be out everywhere, man. You're gonna see me everywhere. You know how normally I'm a low key kind of dude.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna be out in every spot, man. I miss human interaction right now, yo.
You miss human interaction?
Yeah, man. Just out here locked up.
Bro, do you know, I saw this thing, on the news, the Kenyan news, where they were like, they found this, not a cure. I wouldn't say a cure. It was. I put it on my story, but they were like, the coronavirus, people who have coronavirus, like they've been trying to treat them with HIV AIDS drugs.
Man, that stuff don't work, bro.
Bro, they were like, yeah, they were actually like, hopes for coronavirus treatment have been raised after a trial found that HIV drugs was beneficial to COVID-19 patients.
No, but they just need to let it's a flu. And you know how, like, one thing people gotta realize, it's a flu.
Uh-huh.
And flu kills a lot of people too.
Yeah, true.
What people need to realize is just stay indoors. And if you're like an essential worker, you gotta be out in the bus, just wash your hands, keep a good distance from people, and you'll be good. Like, just do the same things you do when you got the flu. People need to stop, like, you know, because, you know, like, Donald Trump is talking about some other drug that doesn't even work.
Yeah.
But just people need to stop going in, like, drugs are not the answer, man.
Drugs are not the answer. So you think, like, we should just treat this as a flu? Do you think, like, we're overreacting?
Nah, not really. I do think the reaction is necessary because, like, think about this way, yo. Obviously, we're going to be perfectly fine. Like, if you're young and you're healthy, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, I think, like, the reaction we've taken is necessary because, like, you don't want to be that. Like, how would you feel? Because if you catch coronavirus, you just experience the normal cough, the normal, like, flu symptoms, and you'd be fine after 2-3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you feel, you know, if you pass it on to someone who already has other conditions or they're old as well? And if they pass away, you're basically the person who gave it to them, you know?
True.
So just, you got to think about people who are more vulnerable. So I think in that case, I don't think it's an overreaction. But the fear is an overreaction now.
What? The fear?
The fear, yeah. Because I think the whole vaccine stuff, you don't need no vaccines for this, man.
True.
Like, vaccines, I don't believe in vaccines. As you know me, man, I'm all about natural medications.
Uh-huh.
I believe everything, you know, that grows from earth is medicine.
True.
So like Dr. Sebi said, man, just treat mucus and you treat every sickness.
Oh my God. Yo, Dr. Sebi is a fraud, bro. Stop listening to this, man.
Yeah, like, I'm about to...
Dr. Sebi is a fraud.
Listen, when the coronavirus you got right now, when it becomes really bad, you're not calling for natural remedies,
okay,
right?
Okay, listen.
I'm not going to help you.
Okay, bro, I'm not trying to, like, knock down your bloody crazy beliefs or whatever. But I'm saying Dr. Sebi is the same guy that said he had bloody cure for HIV/AIDS.
He did.
Where is it? Where is it?
Well, read the bloody newspaper. Watch the bloody news, man.
I do. But where is... Okay, look, this is the thing.
Okay, I'll send it to you because obviously you don't know how to get on YouTube and search up the documentaries. You do realize Nipsey Hussle died while finishing up the documentary about Dr. Sebi, right?
Yes, okay, I get that. But that's all conspiracy theories, bro.
No, no, I'm not saying he died because of that. Okay. Obviously, he died because of some other beef that he had.
Yeah.
But what I'm telling you is this guy, what he's been doing is documented everywhere.
Okay, but you can't say man had the cure for HIV/AIDS. If he did, where the fuck is it? Huh? Where is one person who has been treated by Dr. Sebi?
That's why I said go read the newspaper.
Oh,
like,
God.
Read about the trial in the 80s. When like the big pharmaceutical companies talking,
bro,
to
people. I've seen Dr. Sebi speak.
I'm not saying what he spoke. Did you read the article?
No, I didn't read the article.
Read the article.
But this man telling me to eat apples, bro. I have AIDS. Apples is not gonna help me.
Okay, first of all, apples is man-made, so he's never told anyone to eat apples.
Oh God.
So don't disrespect the man like that, because he never said eat apples.
Bro, he said eat fruits. He was all he talks about is alkaline fruits.
Listen. You didn't hear the full story, all right? So do you know people like Lisa Leslie?
Yes.
Lisa Left Eye Leslie, you probably know her. So she was the biggest advocate of Dr. Sebi.
Okay.
And because he cured her of a lot of things that she had. I'm talking about like herpes and everything.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, where medicine right now can't even get rid of it. But this guy, his basic idea was that there's mucus in the human body, right?
Yeah.
But mucus should not be in a human body.
Okay.
So when you have mucus, your immune system is too busy fighting off their mucus. So when the body's too busy fighting off their mucus, when other disease enter the system, the immune system doesn't have the capability, like it doesn't have the strength to fight the mucus and the other disease. Now, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
So his whole theory was that to beat mucus, you got to be alkaline. You got to eat alkaline food because mucus is acid. And if you're eating food that's acid, like meat, dairy, and everything, then it's just, you're just increasing to the mucus. But if you eat alkaline, then the alkaline is going to neutralize that acidic in your body, which is the mucus and everything. So now what he did for people is that he treated these people, but he didn't treat the actual like cancer or anything. He just treated the mucus. Yeah. But then as soon as the mucus went away, then the medicine they were taking would fight off all these other diseases they had. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I get that.
No, you don't get that. That's why I have to explain it to you.
But this man, see, this is what I'm saying. This man told us nothing. All he told us was to eat alkaline fruits.
Listen, he did say anything. He just didn't watch it. I've watched everything he's had.
Yo, Solomon, listen. If I tell someone right now that's got HIV and AIDS, to go eat alkaline fruits, that means I'm exactly like Dr. Sebi. You got to call me Dr. Yaya then.
That's not what he said, bro. Like, this is a problem with... Oh, you're listening. You're like the embodiment of like Donald Trump supporters right now. There's no fact.
What?
All you do is just talk on it. Listen to what I just said. If you watch the full documentary, if you watch his full lectures, you would understand the breakdown of it. Like I just told you right now, he didn't say eating those alkaline foods is going to cure that disease. What it's going to do is that it's going to kill off all the mucus in your body.
Exactly.
So that the immune system can focus on those other diseases. That's what he said.
Exactly. Because you
need to realize the immune system is strong enough to fight anything.
Okay.
Like there's no disease in the world where the immune system can't fight. But the problem is if you have too much mucus, then the immune system is too busy fighting off those mucus. So then on the side, all these other diseases are going to start attacking it. And they can't fight two things at the same time.
Okay, that's where I get you. And that's what I'm saying.
I got to say from Dr. Sebi. So stop saying you can say that because he did say it.
Okay. Get me. Okay, listen. This is what you said exactly. Dr. Sebi did not treat the disease, but he treated the people. Correct?
Jesus Christ, you're an idiot, bro. Like,
how am I an idiot? You literally said
I understand why. You were still in a wrong tie at 21. You're 21 years old.
Yo, you said that. Didn't you say that? I can go back to this clip later on while I'm editing.
You're twisting my words, okay? Because you said he didn't cure anything. But thing is, the fact that he did that, then the immune system could fight off the other disease. So he did treat it. That's what he did.
Yeah, you said that Dr. Sebi treated the people and then the medicine that they were taking for that disease treated the disease. That's exactly what you said. And you said that the disease he treated the people by taking alkaline foods, which would put down the acidity which was in their body, which was mucus apparently. And after that, they would be all good and they would be neutralized and that the medicine that they were taking would kill off the disease.
And the immune system. That's what you said. Immune system.
Yeah, and the immune system.
Yeah, so if you're strengthening the immune system, then the immune system is strong enough to fight off the actual number one disease. That means you cured it. Because the thing, listen, you know how other, like some disease, right? People can take these medications, but their disease will never be, like, will still be in their system. But his method actually, like, it killed the whole thing, so they're actually good. Give me one. I'm back. So listen, like, medication that's made in labs, right? They're not for cure, like, they don't cure anything. What they do is just basically give you some more time to live with that disease, but doesn't actually eliminate that disease. Because they don't focus on the main issue, which is mucus. But Dr. Sebi, who's a genius, knew if you focus on the actual mucus, then you can eliminate any type of disease known to men. So that's what he did. So he focused on the actual mucus. And the way he did that was he did fasting, like where you would fast basically until from midnight until like 5 p.m.
Was it 5 or 2? I swear it was 2.
No, it has one. It's 5 p.m. So basically, it's just when you do that, you're getting rid of mucus. And when you do actually end your fast, you're drinking a lot of water and you're eating veggies and fruits that are raw. So you're not cooking anything and you're not eating rice or stuff like that's heavy. So he did that. And by doing that, he was able to attack the mucus. And when the mucus was gone, those people, boom, they're recovering from so many things that are like people said are impossible to recover from. But when I say recover, I'm not talking about them having to take medication to live longer. I'm talking about like they're good, good, like it's no longer in their system.
I mean, yeah, I get it when you say it like that. But yeah,
every time you say that and then you say, but you're about to say something stupid. But go ahead.
I'm not going to say something stupid, but I'm just going to say all the stuff you're saying, it just goes back to the same thing. Dr. Sebi just told people to eat fruits, bro.
You're like, honestly, you stupid right now.
I'm not, bro. I'm going to stick with it. And like anybody who knows who Dr. Sebi is or who wants to know about Dr. Sebi, yo, just go listen and watch his clips on YouTube and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Or just listen to this podcast and listen to Solomon waffle and just talk out of his ass, because he just told everyone that Dr. Sebi tells people to eat fruits and then which puts down mucus and shit. And then
you sound stupid right now, because you're talking about apples.
I'm just saying
alkaline, bro. Like, this is how stupid you sound right now.
That was an example, bro.
That's a bad example, because he never said eat apples.
Oh my, okay, fine. Avocado.
Oh my goodness, bro.
Everything,
hey, stuff needs to have seeds. If something doesn't have a seed in it, and if the seed needs to be black or red.
Apples have black seeds.
Listen, if the seed is not black or red, that means that was genetically modified, GMO. Word of the day.
Oh my god! Okay, pears.
Nah, I don't mess with pears. You gotta eat like sea moss is good. I drink sea moss every day.
That shit tastes disgusting,
though. It does, but you just gotta know how to make it.
You can put it in your smoothie and then it works there.
No, but you can have it by itself. So what I do is I put cinnamon when I'm making it.
Yeah.
And then it just gives it a nice smell and it takes away that, you know, that smell of like sea.
Yeah.
It takes that away and just, bro, once you start drinking, it may just feel good. More energy. I think contains like, apparently our body needs like 104 vitamins and minerals. Uh-huh. And sea moss has like 92 of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been having it for like the past 3 months, kind of 2 months. It's I don't really like the taste. I don't eat it drink it that much. But yes, it you do feel a difference once you start using it.
Yeah. So
you
gotta know what's best for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man. But just don't get me started, man. Because Dr. Sebio, he was a gift from God to humanity, man. But people like you just didn't listen.
Hey, man, I listened to Dr. Sebi. I've watched nearly all his stuff on YouTube. Yeah, and
if he did, you wouldn't be talking about apples.
Bro, I mean, we can agree to disagree, but
yeah, we can agree you're stupid about everything you just said today.
See, this is what I mean. See, you call it, this is you. I let you believe what you want. So you gotta let me be me, bro.
No, see, man, I don't want my friends to be thinking something that doesn't hold any facts. Like I want them to be, you know, informed. I don't want them to be opinion, like I don't want them to run on opinions, you know.
Yeah, no, okay. I just want to see, like, I'm gonna rewatch that documentary. Yeah, just
watch it. And also, Nick Cannon is finishing the documentary, Nipsey Started.
Yeah, yeah,
it's gonna drop pretty soon. Watch it. You can see how the court trial went between him and the US, some. Like, it's like a big industry. They went against him, and you can see how he actually won all the cases. Using proper doctors. So basically he had people who had cancer. He treated them. And then he put out a newspaper saying, I cured them of this. And then they took him to court. They're like, this guy's never been to school. How? Like, you know, they're like, how is this even possible? So they took him to court. The guy, I think the judge said to him, I want you to bring one person for each disease that you actually said you cured. And I want them to come with like a certificate of when you were diagnosed, you know, positive earlier, and another certificate of them being, you know, tested again and being like, yeah, this person is cleared off it. Yo, this guy, instead of bringing one person for each disease, this guy brought 10 people for each disease, filled up the whole courtroom, and then they had no choice but to let him go.
Ayo, we can all say Dr. Sebi was not a doctor. He was a witchcraft G. He used to practice witchcraft.
See, that's white supremacy right there. The fact that you think anybody who learned medicine in the African or like any indigenous way is witchcraft. Come on, man.
He was a witch doctor, bro.
Nah, that's, I don't respect that.
I gotta relax. I'm taking the piss. I don't wanna talk shit about your hero.
That's all good though. I mean, What else did I expect from somebody who hates some black woman next to
her? What? Oh my lord. Where are you getting this stuff from, bro? You can't just put these stuff on me, bro. Oh my god.
But it's all good. Hey,
no, cool. Hey. You can't be calling me your friend and then saying it was a shit.
It's all good though, because you know, I got a lot of love for our melanin queens. Don't worry, I'll hold you down. I'm not gonna let this Uncle Tom say anything negative about you. I back you up every day.
I don't even know how we're friends, bro. Like, really.
I ask myself that every day, man. I'm like, why?
Because you're just throwing me under the bus. Every time I do an episode with you, you just chuck me under the bus, bro.
Okay, I'll stop telling the truth. My bad, dog.
Wow. But everyone knows, man. I try to be a loving guy. I try to be a... equal guy, unlike you, because you're just all pro-black. I'm pro everyone.
That's the problem. So that's the problem, man. People like
you, how is that a problem?
Because people like you think being pro-black is being anti everybody else.
No, that's I don't. Not, that's, I don't. That's not what listen, it is, you know. No. Oh my god, I'm pro-black, and I'm pro everyone. So you get it? Like, I can be pro-black when I'm with black people. I can be pro everyone when I'm around other people. So I don't have to just say I'm pro black. I can just say I'm pro everyone, because at the end of the day, I know that I am pro black. You get it? You get what I'm saying?
No, I don't. That sounds stupid.
What do you mean? No, I don't.
You sound like a person who's lost.
I'm not lost. I'm saying I'm pro black. Okay, get this. I'm pro black. Of course, I'm always there when it comes to black people, but I'm not gonna knock down anyone and say I'm not.
I don't knock down anybody either.
Oh my god, yes you do, bro.
Nah, that's not me, G.
Jeez, bro. I don't even know what to say sometimes, man. You're just something else.
But hey, anyways, man. So what have you been doing to pass time now?
Bro, I've been just, you know, as I said, I'm just trying to come up with some new stuff with this podcasting. I'm trying to see it go to the next level. You know, just quarantine story things that we've been doing. You know, it's been a smash. It's been a hit.
Yeah, it's been some crazy stories, man.
Yeah, wild people out there.
Wild
people out there, bro.
Yeah, some of the stories are crazy, man. Can't wait for people to hear more.
Man, no wonder why they're like, hey, just don't put the name out, you know?
Yeah, man, like, if we put the names out, you know, that's...
we could be blackmailing people out here, bro.
Hey, but we're not like that, though.
We're good people.
Nah, definitely, man. But, yo, I want people to just send more stories in.
Yo, big time.
Keep everybody entertained during this, you know, during this quarantine time, yeah. That.
Yeah, but apart from that, yeah, man, everything else has just been going smooth and nicely. I mean, quarantine, like, at the beginning of it was pretty hard because, you know, I don't like staying in the house a lot, but I kind of got used to it now.
Like, I think one thing is, man, like, normally I like being in the house, but when I had to be in the house, I was like, yo, this is tough.
Yeah.
Like, it's just little things that you kind of take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just like, man, I just want to do that, you know? Even just going for a proper walk in town. Because right now, you can go for a walk at like the fields and everything, but if you go in town, there's always like a police officer or someone just asking why you're here.
Yeah. So it's just it's. I went on the highway like 2 days ago, bro.
What for?
Yeah. Huh?
What for?
You know, I just handling some business, and one of the cops like stopped me and was like, "Where are you going?" And then I don't know, man. I buckled. I buckled, bro. I told him my car was you know, I wasn't using my car for a long time, so I had to turn it, start it up, and you know, take it for a drive. And then this man told me to go back home straight away. So, you know, it's tough, but we'll get through it, hopefully.
Nah, we will, man. I mean, if you've been following the numbers, you're like, the numbers are coming down. Like,
There's like 2 weeks left, right? Till this whole quarantine thing.
Yeah, but it's not official, though. Like, the end date is not official.
Yeah, it's not official, but I mean, like, it'll go from level 4 to level 3 at least. Yeah,
but I think, like, it would be very smart for, you know, for us to kind of extend level 4 for extra week just to be safe, you know? It's better if we, you know, if we're locked down for one more week than to kind of go back to doing the normal thing and then having to do it all over again because some idiot comes and just ruins it.
Yeah, no, you don't want to take one step forward, two steps back.
Exactly.
You
know? So it's better just to be safe and take an extra week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, it's better, like, once you're used to it, it's all good. But if you go back to living a normal life and you have to do it again, that's just going to be a pain.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, like, I got mad respect for our Prime Minister, man.
Yeah, big time, bro. Honestly, she's done so much stuff, bro. Especially, like, throughout her whole run this time. Yeah. Bro, it's been mad stuff, bro.
If you think about it, like, the terrorist attack, you had the volcano eruption. You had
now this,
and at the same time, you also had, that she gave birth to a baby girl too, right?
Yeah.
So she's doing everything and still holding her country down, bro. I was like, that's mad respect.
Yeah, that's mad respect, bro. Shout out to her.
Unlike your boy Donald Trump, but she's doing a good job, man. Like,
you can't just drop it like that, bro. What do you mean, my boy Donald Trump?
I know I'm putting out a lot of your secrets right now, but
how is Donald Trump my boy? What are you doing?
If anybody's been to Yaya's house, he's got a Donald Trump poster in his room.
Oh my fucking lord! Yeah, I actually do. Well, what's wrong, bro?
I'm just saying, like, nothing wrong. I support you.
Nah, man. I mean, Donald Trump is Donald Trump, but I'm not a Donald Trump supporter, so it is what it is.
Nah, we believe you.
Ah, fuck you, cunt.
But nah, for real, man. Just, yeah, like, mad respect for her, and the numbers are going down right now for New Zealand, and I hope it stays that way, because today we only had, what, 14 confirmed and, like, 4 probable?
Mm-hmm. Isn't there like 4 deaths
overall, which is pretty sad, but it's kind of expected.
I mean, hopefully it's all gonna go down and we're gonna get back to our normal lives.
I know, man. I can't wait for that day when we all release, Joe, link up with all the homies.
Can't wait for that day, bro. It's like, bro, it feels like low key we're in jail and just we're all waiting for our release date, bro.
Exactly. Right, exactly like that. We're all just waiting. Like, everyone's just anticipating that day.
Yeah. Well, man, with that being said, man, I just, you know, sending out more stories. We want to, like, hear, like, more of those funny stories. And, you know, stay safe, stay indoors, wash your hands, do all that good stuff, stay healthy.
Hold on. Like, you know what I don't understand, Joe?
But
why is it taking people an epidemic for them to realize they got to wash their hands? That is nasty.
Hey, man, just, bro, we don't know, but anyways, just wash your hands. That's the main thing.
Yeah, stop being nasty.
Oh, man, stop being nasty. Wash your hands.
And I gotta say, people need to stop using public toilets, yo. I've never used a public toilet.
Bro, public toilets are closed. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, like, just in general.
Oh, in general?
Yeah, like...
I mean, sometimes, you know, you just gotta go. What are you gonna do?
I'm holding in, man, until I get home. Like, I'm not...
Not everyone's got that crazy bladder control, bro.
Yo, you know, you gotta work on that.
Oh, man.
It's a special talent, you know? Unlike the person from Quarantine Part 2.
Oh, my days.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Hey, man. So stay safe, stay indoors, send in more stories. Yeah, just in general, just, you know, stay safe. Eat a lot of alkaline fruits, like Solomon's saying, and peace.
Yeah, we want to. And don't be sarcastic like Yaya, because sarcasm is not good for this time of the year.
Oh, my God. Anyways, I'm your favorite host.
Before we go. You got to update the people on your coronavirus case right now.
What case?
Come on, man. The other day, you were coughing. You couldn't even get two words out.
No, for all the people who sent me messages asking me how I'm doing, I'm fine. It was just because I slept with the windows open. And, you know, it's winter starting. And, you know, I just had a sore throat. That's all it was. I don't know why Solomon said I had coronavirus. I actually don't. And ever since I started coughing, I've been self-isolated. I've been in my house.
Trying to bake.
I mean, I'm the best chef. Bro, I'm going to come as soon as quarantine finishes. I'm trying to go for Master Chef, bro. That's what's going to happen. And your boy's going to go and win that shit because my baking is on another level. And
I support you, huh?
And yeah, just, you know, I've been fine. I've been washing my hands and all that good stuff. And I hope you guys are too. With that being said, I'm your favorite host, Yaya Jama. And, you know.
Hold up. Like, first of all, I'm everybody's favorite host. And everybody knows that. But,
bro, you can say that too when it's your outro. Why are you interrupting my outro, bro?
Because your outro is messed up. Like, you can't be taking my throne. Like, I'm everybody's favorite host. You can't just be saying that when I am. It makes no sense. But anyway, I'll let you get back to your, you know, outro. Come on now.
Okay. I'm your favorite host.
Oh, my God. You did it again.
I'm your host.
I like that. Continue.
The favorite one, Yaya Jama. And with that being said, peace.
Yo, I'm your actual favorite host. You already know. I make this thing run. I'm basically the heart of this podcast. But hey, support. Enjoying the support from everybody. Keep sending the story to
them.
And hey, I'm going to give you guys some life advice. You're going to have haters on your back every day, like I do. But you just got to use that as a fuel to work harder, be better. All that good stuff. But peace, wash your hands, stay away from people, read a book, do some yoga, and peace.
We're turning up, we're turning up.